Do you realize that your own experience is more impressive for the strengthening of your faith than the testimony of others? Now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ. These were the words that were spoken by the Samaritans, you will remember, to the woman of Samaria when she had come and told them in the village about this person who, at the well, had told her about herself. You remember she had gone back to her neighbors, as it were, to the people in the village, and she told them, "Come, see a man that told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?" And because of the saying of the woman, a great many Samaritans had gone out and listened to him as he taught. When they came back, this was their word: "Now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves and know." Now it's a natural thing with any of us that when we hear about anything that is to be believed, when anybody makes any statement to us about something that's something we should take as true, it's the most natural thing in the world to wish that we could test it for ourselves and wish that we could prove it for ourselves. And there may be some of you, even now, as you listen to the radio, may have that feeling with reference to spiritual things. You might, with reference to the faith in God, deep down in your own heart, have the feeling in yourself that you just wish you could have that for yourself, and then you'd know. And you're right. It is very important. It's a natural thing to test or to prove, as it were, to prove whether it's true or not, anything that is said to you, and to test it by personal contact. That's such a very common thing. I suppose we all have the same thing in mind. You know how common it is among human beings if you see the sign "wet paint." Invariably, when you see the sign "wet paint," you can hardly resist going over to put your finger on to see if it's wet. Well, what difference would that make? Why put your finger on it? Because your finger on that paint will tell you whether or not this statement is true. The same is true, for instance, if a person were showing off a piece of cloth. Maybe someone is going to make a dress, or maybe someone is thinking about getting a coat, and you're studying it and looking at it, and someone says about the cloth, "Now, this cloth has an exceptionally fine weave." And they'll tell you that, hold it out before you and say so. You know what you want to do? You know it just as well as I. You want to reach over there, take it between your fingers, and feel it. Because then you'll know more than anybody can possibly tell you. If someone was to come and tell you, "Now this water that's here in this basin is for you, but it's hot." Well, you look at it, but you know the first thing you'd want to do as soon as you can? Put your finger in it and see. Because then you'll know whether it's hot. For instance, even on such a simple thing as this, someone will say, "Well, the neighbors come home." I'm just as sure as anything that if you were told that in your kitchen, you'd almost feel like you want to go to the window and look over and see if you can see his car. Because if you can see his car, then you know that the statement you've heard is true. Now, this principle, which I am discussing, which is very normal and very natural, this principle is operative in Christians' experience as well. Now, the testimony of other people, how they have been blessed of God, is often our introduction to some new aspect of the truth. Someone else tells us what they got. Invariably, when they tell us, the one thing we could wish for ourselves is that we could try it out. Personal participation in the very thing they're talking about is what will verify the statement as to whether or not it's true. And that's a very normal feeling. Now take, for instance, when John the Baptist had witnessed about Christ. There were the followers who, in themselves, would normally have wanted to see if this were so. And by the way, in our study here, we're studying now in the Gospel of John, and we're in the 5th chapter. And you will notice in the study we had, in our last study we had, we were taking in chapter 5, verses 32 to 35, and that was the witness of John the Baptist. And the witness of John the Baptist, like the witness of all believing people, is a very impressive thing. Christian testimony is a very impressive thing, and it attracts attention. So John the Baptist witnessed about Christ, even as the Samaritan woman witnessed about Christ when she went back into her village. And yet, and his witness, the witness of John, was true, and it was impressive. And the witness of the woman was true, and it affected people, and they went out to see. But the Lord now says in verse 36, and now we're looking in chapter 5, verse 36, "But I have greater witness than that of John," greater in the sense of more effective, "for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me." The things that the Lord Jesus Christ actually accomplishes are even more effective in grounding faith than the testimony of people who have been blessed. We're going to think a little bit more about that. Let me go on and read what else you have in this passage we're looking at today. We're looking at verses 36, 37, and 38, just those three verses, in chapter 5 of the Gospel of John. And here in the first one of these, in verse 36, we've been told that he has greater witness than that of John, the works which the Father gave him to do. That is to say, the actual works of Christ, the things which the Lord Jesus Christ actually brought to pass, those things which we can see, they are more effective in our minds. They verify the claims of Christ more profoundly to us than the statement of other people. Now, the consequences, for example, of preaching the gospel are a witness to the truth of the gospel. For instance, when the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is preached, you might listen to it, and as you listen to a particular preacher, you could be greatly impressed. That might be his delivery, might be his argument, might be his logic in the way in which he presents, and altogether it's very impressive. But in the last analysis, do you know one of the most impressive things that there could possibly be that would incline you to believe that that gospel is true? Is when you see people changed. The transformation of character. The actual conversion of a person. When you know of people who were one kind of a person and they came in touch with this gospel and they were actually changed, that's inclined to convince you that there's something really important there. The same is true in the reconstruction of situations. That's a big way of putting it, but let us say on such a thing as this, that here is a home that because of husband and wife being estranged from each other is about to be broken up, and the gospel is preached there. Either the husband or the wife or both hear the gospel preached, and they change their attitudes, and the home is not broken up, but these two live together in a reconciled condition, actually in peace and in joy, living together. Now, that kind of thing is a very impressive witness to the reality of the gospel and the reality of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a work which the Father gave him to finish, gave him to do. The same would be true with the answers to prayer. When people go into the actual experience of praying, that's impressive enough, and the people who pray, that's impressive enough. But if you get answers to prayer, now that's an impression that's even more so. In other words, the works which the Lord actually accomplishes are effective in grounding faith and encouraging you to believe. And when they happen to yourself, it's even more impressive. Look at in verse 37. "The Father himself, which hath sent me, hath borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his shape." But some people have heard his voice, and they have seen the ways of God, and this has affected them. For instance, so far as you are concerned, you may hear the gospel preaching. You may hear the witness and the testimony of the church, and you can see and appreciate the testimony of other Christian people, the witness of those who believe. Then in your own life, actually as you live it, there'll be some things happen, perhaps in providence, and you suddenly are conscious of the fact that the Father has his hand on you. Or you may personally get answers to prayer. Or there may be given to you in your own heart certain personal joy and assurance inside of you, and that will strengthen your faith. In order to benefit, by the way, by such personal experience, one would need to know the Scriptures, that you could use the Scriptures in identifying the voice of the Lord God. And this is to be found here in verse 38, when he says to these people, "You have not his word abiding in you, for whom he hath sent, him ye believe not." In other words, there were people, the people to whom the Lord Jesus was speaking at that time, who did not believe in him. And he points out one reason they did not believe in him is that they had never heard the voice of God. Now, that doesn't mean God wasn't dealing with them in providence. It just means that when God was dealing with them in providence, they never saw it. They never saw or recognized the hand of God in their affairs. Now, the hand of God was in their affairs. God watches over all people, and he works with people. And the hand of God was in their affairs, but they never saw it. And because they didn't see it, it didn't do them any good. And so the whole material that we have here in these three verses today, in John chapter 5, verses 36, 37, and 38, is to bring to our minds this realization, bring to our minds this idea, that faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is grounded and strengthened by the actual results of the preaching of the gospel and the results of faith that we see round about us. Now, the witness and testimony of other people, like it was of John the Baptist, is very important and impressive. And we're affected by people when they tell us their story of what God has done for them. But when we actually see the results in changed lives and actually contest it, to actually find out there actually were answers to prayer, we are greatly impressed. And then when these things take place inside of us ourselves, and deep down in our own hearts, we have reason to believe there's evidence that God has been working with us. Something in the providence surrounding us shows God. Something in our answers to prayer affects us about God. These things actually are the witness of the Father to us, and that strengthens our faith. Our God and Heavenly Father, open our eyes that we may see thy way of doing things with us, so that we may increase our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. For thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.